to Coog with McCarthy in support on the inside. He takes the reverse pass and dashes 20 yards to touchdown between the posts.
Okay, mate, where are you from, mate? Where'd you grow up, bud?
I grew up in Mackay, North Queensland.
Yeah, right. Pretty hot up there, bud.
Hey? Yeah, very a bit different down here, but it's good.
What was it like growing up there, mate?
Yeah, it was good. Small town, I guess. Small sort of country town, but mad footy town. Obviously, a lot of good footballers have come out of there, and it was pretty good, just all footy growing up.
What did you do besides footy, mate? Fishing up there?
Yeah, and a lot of fishing. Obviously,
spear
the fishing's good. Nah, you won't catch me.
Braving us in this
spear
fishing?
Nah, no way. You just see me on the lander.
Spear fishing spot up there, mate.
I know, it's a good spear fishing.
Big tiger sharks, sir.
There's no way I'm jumping in that water, so I'll stay on the lander in a boat.
And how'd you end up down here in New South Wales, mate?
How'd
they come up here?
Sort of just started playing rep footy and carnivals up in Queensland, and then obviously graduated, done all my schooling in Mackay. Graduated there after year 12, and then after that, Newcastle Knights sort of picked me up to go into the SG ball competition, and it sort of just started from there. Like, once I went into Newcastle, stayed there for a few years, and then obviously just ended up here playing there at Newcastle for SG ball and flagging New South Wales Cup, and then made the track down here.
And it's been a long road to get to first grade.
Yeah.
Obviously the boo in round one, we'll get to that eventually, but was there times there where you thought just maybe rugby league is just a part-time thing for me?
Yeah, definitely. I always knew I was capable of playing at this level and playing first grade level, and obviously it took a lot longer than what I expected, but I definitely had the mindset of I knew I could do it, and there was definitely times there where I thought it was just, for whatever reason, it was just not going to happen for me, but sort of got a good family and good support base behind me back home, and my parents and my partner and my family, so they kept me and made me stick at it, and I'm glad that happened.
And how did the opportunity come up to go to the Rabbitohs? Obviously, your brother was playing here at the time.
He was playing here at the time, and then nothing sort of come about at Newcastle, so ended up just doing just a trial here, and then started training with New South Wales Cup, and then it pretty much just sort of just led from there.
Well, was your first game against Parramatta at Wentworthville? Was that your first in the Rabbitohs colours in that trial game?
Yes, it was. Yeah,
I was at that game.
Yeah, it was.
And Parra stuck out probably 12-30 first round, and he just turned up and touched
them up.
That was a heck of a game. That was a memorable.
It was good. Yeah, 100%, 100%. It was,
and I just happened to be there.
It was good. It was sort of my first taste of playing with playing and against quality players like that, and it was an awesome experience. Yeah.
And obviously the journey through the New South Wales Cup has been a good one, because last year you were able to win a premiership, mate. That must have been, that's something you're going to remember for a long time, mate.
Oh, I'll remember that for the rest of my life. And that group of boys and that squad we had a pretty good group in that cup squad. Everyone was sort of pretty close, and obviously if you followed the season that we had last year, it was a bit like this, to be honest. It was,
started real slow.
I think we're honestly coming about, it was round... We had a look at it. I think it was around 8 or 9 or around this time of the year. We'll come in second last, and we just sort of just come together and said, boys, we can either just keep letting this happen, or we can just come together and we can start doing something about it. And then got our first win, and then I think that just, and then the momentum sort of just swung then, and then we just started building from that.
Yeah, boys like Dean and Taffy there that just steered you in the right direction. But unsung heroes like Matty French, mate. Tell us a bit about Matty French. He's got a bit of ability, mate.
100%.
Come halfway through the year, really.
Yeah, 100%. He was a boy of the season, I think. For whatever reason, I don't. He was at North Sydney Bears, I think, and I don't think he was getting much game time, or not even looking at getting a start.
He grew up with Blake some of the junior rep teams.
Yeah, definitely. And then when he come over here, he just made an impact straight away. And then he was definitely an unsung hero for us when he come on, and his energy. We know what he brings. He just tackles anything that moves, and then just takes the ball up and runs a good line, and he does everything what you want in a football player like that. So. He was awesome for us.
When he went on that big winning streak run, he just come off the bench and made an impact immediately.
Yeah.
Scored a lot of important tries in crucial games. And he was, for me, the unsung hero of that season.
Definitely.
The way he's come in now. You obviously had a big pre-season. You would have been give an indication when you're going to debut, mate. How did that feel knowing you were going to debut? And not only that, flying over to Las Vegas with the boys, spend a bit of time in San Diego, mate. Dress that up for us, mate.
Oh, it was a bit of a weird one, to be honest, because how it all went about, because obviously I got picked in the All-Stars team and I was getting ready to represent that, and that was something so huge. I told my mother, obviously in the Māori side, my mum's Kiwi, and told her that me and my brother were going to be playing together in a game like that, and she lost it, bawled her eyes out, and I was sort of getting ready for that. And then rocked up to training here, and then that's when JD sort of pulled me aside and just said, mate, I'm not going to take you. I need to pull you out of that All-Stars game because you're going to make your debut in Vegas and I want you to get ready for that. So it was a bit of a mixed emotion. Obviously, it's something that I've worked. I didn't even really know if I was going on the trip or not. I sort of, because I obviously got the news about the All-Stars, and I sort of just had my mind on that, wanting to put my best forward. And obviously, in a big game, we know the quality players in the Indigenous team and them sort of boys. And I knew if I could have a good game in that game as well with the quality in that side, and could put my best foot forward. Because I hadn't played first grade yet, and I knew if I could perform in that game, it would sort of lead to a debut. But then when he already pretty much hit me up, so it was a bit of mixed emotion because I wasn't going to do that. But then obviously, at the end of the day, this is what I wanted to do and why I've been working so hard for years for, was to get that debut. And it was a bit of, like I said, it was a bit of a weird one because I played the Charity Shield that next week. So it was still 2 weeks away before my debut, so I had a bit of time to, I guess, not. It didn't really hit me till we landed in Vegas, because like I said, it was still 2 weeks away when I got told. Usually, you know, when boys get told, they're getting told like 3 or 4 days before they're actually going to play, so had a bit of time to just not think about it too much, but once I got over there, it was just all game on, yeah.
And obviously you've trained for a week to acclimatise. Tell us a bit about that university you've spent time at, mate.
It was awesome, actually. It was good to get away. It was, definitely. It's good to see how they do things over there. Obviously a lot different to what they do over here, but it was an unreal experience, and that's again something that I'll never forget.
And what about running out in that unbelievable stadium? What a stadium
was,
that is.
It was crazy. It shows,
they call it the Death Star.
It shows how good they got it over there. Obviously what the NFL brings, and I guess the eyes and sort of, and the facilities that them boys get over there, it's something else. And yeah, didn't really know too much, and then I was getting obviously nervous in the sheds, and it was just quiet and sort of minds just ticking away. But once I ran out into that field for kick catch just to warm up, and then that's when it all the nerves and everything pretty much just went. Then I was just sort of just thinking, how good's this, and just soaking it all in, and soaking the different atmosphere over there. So
and you played well, mate. Congratulations, mate.
Cheers, mate. Appreciate it.
And there was a bit of a gap between your next game down in Melbourne. I mean, the result wasn't great, but you personally, a couple of tries. Yeah. Off the end of Cody Walker magic. just sucked in old what's his name? Warbrick. He had a tough night, Warbrick.
Yeah, makes it a bit, like I said, playing outside Cody and outside Jackie White, and they're some of the best players that have played our game, so it sort of makes my job a little bit easier. I just got to make sure I'm on for them boys and execute when that moment comes.
And being a Queenslander, mate, you probably would have been sort of happy to see Munster. What a game. It's nearly a 10 out of 10 game for Munster.
Yeah,
it was. He had it on a string.
Yeah,
it was a good game. Poor old Tarns, he just, he pulled his pants down with a couple of those kicks. They were inch perfect. And they had to be.
They got a bit unlucky. There's not, too, I guess, too much that Tane can do, because when you got a player like Munster like that, he just plays eyes up and sees what he does. But
he's been good. He's been good, Tane, this year. He's tough as nails.
Definitely.
The game against the Warriors.
Definitely.
25 carries. But what about this week, mate? Up against the Panthers. Looking forward to the challenge.
Definitely.
A couple of good wingers there.
Definitely going to be a good challenge, and something I'm looking forward to, and I think something we're all looking forward to. Obviously, reigning premiers for the past 3 years, so. Backs against the wall, but I think the boys, we sort of love that in a way. We know everyone's just writing us off pretty much for the year now, and we're going to love this challenge, and boys are going to fire up and step up.
You're going to be underdogs and show plenty of that South Sydney spirit. Mate, thanks for joining us on Rabbitohs Radio.
Cheers, mate. Jake, appreciate it. Thank you.
All the best on the season, brother.
We would like to thank our valued sponsors here at Rabbitohs Radio Podcast. Daryl Lee, The Juniors, NG Farrow Real Estate, Blast Pit, Ramos Bricklaying, Bunnaby Water, Adam Sampson Finance, Oz Snow, and Site Pizza.